BSViewers.com here with Mike Kerfman, head women's basketball coach at Bemidji State. Mike, gearing up for your first NSIC home weekend. St. Cloud State Friday, Minnesota Duluth Saturday. Every weekend's a tough weekend in NSIC, but this one is especially tough. Both these teams have been in the top tier of the league for a while now. What can we expect? Let's start with Friday from St. Cloud State.
Well, you're right. Both these teams are, been, mainstays both in the NSIC and in their days in the North Central Conference. And so we know it's going to be a physical, hard-fought battle. We're going to have to do a better job rebounding. We didn't do a very good job against Minnesota Crookston rebounding last week. That hurt us on both ends of the floor. We need to do a better job of staying out of foul trouble. You know, we can't put our team to a free throw line 40-plus times and expect to win. So if we can do those things, I think we match up fairly well size-wise, quickness-wise. But you're right, every weekend's tough. You got to come out, and it's all about being ready to play and getting after it.
Mike, Saturday, you have Minnesota Duluth team coming in. What can we expect from the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, they're going to start by trying to get the ball inside. They're really traditionally been a good team of trying to do some high-low offensive things. They have two players in Rutten that's, been hurt for them a little bit, but has really come back and done a nice job for them this year. And then Katrina Newman, who's one of the top players in our league, has been her whole career. They really, I think, starts with those two. The thing that's made them tough to start this year is Daniel Flood, a guard for them that has really been shooting the ball well. And so they've been getting good balance. So this weekend is certainly going to be, we got to play good basketball. We got to play physical basketball. We got to play smart on both ends of the floor and go from there. And I think we're all anxious to get back and start playing some playing again after last week where we didn't think defensively we played obviously very well at all, and just we didn't play with the same energy that we had played with in Colorado and earlier, and so we're looking to get back to that. It's been a good week of practice. The players have been real focused, and so I'm looking forward to this weekend.
You're coming off, you go 4-0 in non-conference, coming off your first loss of the season. How has this week of practice been coming after a loss, which you haven't had to deal with this yet?
I don't think there's a lot of difference because our preparation is the same. We're preparing for the teams we have coming up. We're preparing and doing the things that we didn't do well in the previous games. And then we're trying to get better on with the fundamentals on both ends of the floor. So I think it's a little more when we watch film, there's a lot of more mistakes and breakdowns to show from that standpoint. But I think as far as energy and things in practice, that needs to be the same no matter what each week. But I think definitely we spent a lot of time on Monday watching films of trying to see why things happen. Because it usually doesn't just happen. There's usually a reason for it. Either you didn't box out well, either you didn't crash the boards, either you didn't move your feet. So it'll be a key for this weekend to play better.